Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What does such baptizing with water indicate?
It indicates that the old Adam in us, should by daily contrition and repentance, be drowned and die with all sins and evil desires, and that a new man should daily emerge and rise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever.
Where is it written?
St. Paul writes in Romans chapter 6, "We were therefore buried with him in baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life."
In these weeks following Easter, we've been proclaiming, "Alleluia, Christ is risen," to which you respond, "He is risen indeed. Alleluia, alleluia." What a joy it is to know that after enduring the sufferings and horrors of the cross, our God lives eternal. But what about you? Are you alive? Is this joyful proclamation of Alleluia spontaneously bursting forth from your hearts, reshaping how you look at the world and those in it? Or is there something in this world, perhaps something in you, that is bringing you down every day, deep down into that gloomy valley? Even in the glorious light of Easter, there are still some cold, hard facts that we all must contend with. Namely, that death in this world appears to be just a fact of life. Yes, we all know it to be true. We all die. Every earthly body succumbs to death, paying the wages for our sins. But what if I told you that the death you face is really nothing at all? What if I told you that what we call death, that moment when our hearts stop and our lungs cease to fill with air, is really just a little death? A door, even. A door through which you've already been led in baptism. We have heard that in baptism, God places his name, which is above all other names, upon you. That this name, given through word and water, works the forgiveness of sins and gives you eternal salvation. In the book of Deuteronomy, God shows the magnificent power of his name, saying, "I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand." With this power, the name of God seeks to kill all other names which might attempt to hold sway over you. His sentence is that of execution, and it reads, "Death by drowning." In baptism, the old sinful self is submerged, dunked under, until it must take a breath and die. This is the door, a gateway between real life in Jesus Christ and death apart from God. We have a shepherd who leads us through this death because he's already been there. Jesus Christ already died. He knows his way around the place and can beat the devil at his very own game. And then what happens? Well, he's risen, of course. In love, God raises his son and flings open those doors to eternal life. So in baptism, he must also raise you. He must raise you because you are his beloved child, bearing the name of his only son. We therefore rise today as Christians, as those who have passed through death with Christ, and so live bearing his holy name. Now, this term Christian is thrown around rather whimsically these days, but not by you. No, not by you, because you've literally died for it. So, when you go about your daily lives and say the name Christian to those who might ask, You are not only saying who you are, but you are proclaiming whose you are. You are saying that if you live, you live to the Lord, and if you die, you die to the Lord, so that whether you live or die, you are the Lord's. You are the sheep who have heard the call of the Good Shepherd, who lays down his life for you, that you may enter into his life by following in faith. I know. So what, right? I mean, even if this isn't just a bunch of spiritual mumbo-jumbo, we can still see the rampant sin which exists in the world around us. We still see children dying as casualties of war. We still see hate in all of its insidious forms. We still witness injustice and degradation of human dignity. And this is to say nothing of those natural sins which we keep locked away deep inside of ourselves. We know that the world is not yet right. The enemy is still active, sneaking, slinking, slithering around our very feet, hanging around our necks, and seeking always to bring us down. So how does this new life, given in baptism, give you new life today? Well, as sheep who hear the voice of our shepherd, we have the promise from Scripture that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, his mercies never come to an end, and that they are indeed new every morning. What's more, we have the real, tangible sign of our baptism in water. Have you ever met anybody who, after getting splashed in the face with a bucket of water, just looked at you and said, "No, I'm not wet." Okay, well, you're dripping all over the place. So in just the same way, God drenches you. He soaks you to the bone that you may know that his promise has been placed upon you. By the waters of holy baptism, the word of God soaks you in his grace and love, so that by water, your faith actually has something tangible to cling to, something to remember. Last week, we heard four ways to remember and trust in this gift of baptism. First, we rise in the morning just as Jesus rose from the dead, and we cross ourselves in his name. We remind ourselves and each other that our baptism reminds us, brings us closer to Christ in times of fear. We remember that God's name is greater than our sin. And finally, we remember that we follow Christ even in the hour of our death, trusting that we too pass over into new life. Well, our dear Martin Luther would like to provide us with yet another way to remember our baptism in the gift of repentance. He states in the Large Catechism, "The Christian life is nothing else than daily baptism, and repentance is baptism. It is an earnest attack on the old creature and an entering into new life. So by daily coming before the Lord in the faith of repentance, you are quite actually walking in your baptism. Just remember what repentance is. It's laying before God all sins and evil desires and trusting in his abundant mercy. Through this confession and forgiveness, you are finding your way back to the promises God has made to you in baptism. Mainly, that you are his in name. That this name cleanses you of all sins. And that the resurrected Christ is daily leading you in this name to everlasting life. In holy baptism, God revealed that death is vanquished by his good shepherd, whose rod and staff comfort his wanting sheep. He leads you daily through the door of death and delivers you, that you may have his life in abundance. Rejoice in alleluias to the risen Lord, who makes you lie down in green pastures, who leads you beside still waters, who restores your soul that you may dwell in his house forever. What does such baptizing with water indicate?
It indicates that the old Adam in us should by daily contrition and repentance be drowned and die of all sins and evil desires, and that a new man should daily emerge and arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever.
Where is this written?
St. Paul writes in Romans chapter 6, "We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live to new life."
And may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.